Nolte, Democrats just had their worst week in 47 years. By John Nolte on July 6, 2019. Not since the 1972 discovery that George McGovern's vice presidential pick, Thomas Eagleton, had been hospitalized and given electroshock treatments have the Democrats had a worse week than the one we just concluded. Because Democrats live on social media and watch CNN, they don't know this yet. But they had a catastrophic week. Who, boy, did they ever. A week that will haunt them straight through to November 2020. Let us count the ways. The fake news media is the only shrinking institution in America's booming economy. Before 2019 is over, there will be upwards of 12,000 job cuts within the American media. That's 12,000 fewer Democrat foot soldiers, 12,000 fewer propagandists, serial liars, cheerleaders, and toadies to hold Antifa's jacket as they beat elderly Trump supporters to death with crowbars. Every industry in Trump's America is expanding and thriving, except for the media. What's more, the Democrats' primary propaganda outlet, the far-left CNN, is hemorrhaging viewers like an Ebola victim hemorrhages solid foods. Where's your God now, Jeff Zucker? Democrats lost the sane one, Joe Biden. Slow Joe will always be the stupid one, the gaffe machine on the verge of imploding. But he has now openly embraced gun confiscation, taxpayer-funded abortions, the banning of every gun currently being manufactured, except those stupid smart guns, raising everyone's taxes, and putting an end to deportations of illegal immigrants. And now, we don't really know where Creepy Joe stands on awarding health insurance to illegals and decriminalizing illegal immigration because he's flip-flopping all over the place on those two. The so-called sane one is an aging moron ready to take our guns, ban all the others, and force us to pay for an illegal alien's abortion. Democrats handed the 4th of July to Trump. Because Democrats and the media have to be assholes about absolutely everything America-related, rather than join President Trump in celebrating America on the 4th, they, no joke, raged against the idea of celebrating the birth of our great nation in our nation's capital. And then, after assuring us no one would show up, it would get rained out, it would end in a military takeover, and Trump would make it all about himself, none of that happened. None of it. The mall was packed with Americans who weathered a literal storm to celebrate the country they love. Everything went off without a hitch, from the flyovers to the fireworks. And Trump gave one of the best speeches of his presidency. A speech that had nothing to do with Trump and everything to do with the greatness of our nation. What's more, our military deserve this annual recognition, including the Army, and honoring the Army means tanks, and tanks are freaking awesome. Democrats came out against the American flag. The freaking Betsy Ross flag, you know, that adorable little flag with 13 stars in a circle? Democrats hate that now. No joke, we now have Democrat presidential candidates arguing the American flag, the most potent symbol for freedom and liberty in the history of mankind, is a symbol of oppression. Hey, do you remember when Democrats, the media, and all those never-Trump true con cucks told us it would stop with Confederate monuments? I didn't believe them, either. This won't stop until all our symbols are gone and replaced with a hammer, a sickle, an upside-down cross, and a vagina. Democrats are campaigning for votes in Mexico. Not New Mexico, Mexico, Mexico. For those wondering why Democrats want to flood this country with illegal immigrants, I give you the fiercely heterosexual Cory Booker and the fake Hispanic Patty O'Rourke, both of whom went looking for votes in another country, in Mexico, I shit you not. Democrat presidential candidates are documented extremists. Look at this list of left-wing lunacy. Look at this bottomless list of threats, promises made by these candidates. Promises that include gun confiscation, open borders, legalizing abortion until the fetus registers for college, government-funded health insurance for illegal aliens, slavery reparations, gay reparations, forced busing. No one has to pay back that $1.5 trillion in student loans taxpayers are on the hook for, eliminating everyone's health insurance, abolishing the Electoral College, and taxpayer-funded abortions for transsexual women who are really guys and will never need an abortion. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Bad news for Democrats is almost always good news for America. And the jobs number this week, a very healthy jobs number, is the Democrats' worst nightmare. A downturn in the economy is really the only way to convince the American people to fire a sitting president. And the 224,000 jobs created last month once again prove that Gaia does not exist, because all that praying for a recession these baby-sacrificing pagans did before Gaia did zero good. Stock market kaboom. LOL. Cherokee Warren and Kamala forced busing Harris are now presidential frontrunners. Grinning Kamala wants all of the above. Plus she wants to bring back busing, a policy both black and white people hated 45 years ago. Nevertheless, according to last week's polls, these fascist harridans are surging against Biden and maybe even in the lead. Dash. The old saying is, this is not your father's Democrat Party. Hell, Barry Obama looks like Barry Goldwater compared to these power-hungry, freedom-hating, America-loathing woke-tards who hate us so much. They are making foreigners and illegal aliens a priority over American citizens and legal immigrants. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.